Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Historically, regions with vibrant startup ecosystems, think Silicon Valley, have had a critical mix of VC funding, networks, and talent. However, more and more cities are popping up on the startup map through unique public-private collaborations and attractive company cultures. Some of these cities, like San Diego, California, also boast a plethora of serial entrepreneurs who not only create multiple companies and create jobs, but who also give back to the ecosystem via mentorship, investments, etc. Neil Bloom, the founder of Fresh Brew Tech, chairman of Startup San Diego, and managing partner of Rising Tide Partners, has joined us here today. Through his grassroots effort in multiple organizations, Mr. Bloom has helped build an entrepreneur-focused community that helps entrepreneurs and companies grow and succeed. He's also an investor and serves as a mentor to countless young entrepreneurs. He's again with us here today to tell us more about Fresh Brew Tech and the latest work they are doing as it applies to local communities. Mr. Bloom, a pleasure to have you back with us here on the program.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure and great to have you back with us. So tell us and remind our listeners on how you first got started in the tech industry and what compelled you to launch Fresh Brew Tech. A great place to kick things off here today.
Sure. So I'm trained as a mechanical engineer. So I got to understand engineering and building and creating through aerospace. Actually, I worked in the aerospace industry on the space shuttle for about 5 years, but also started a software company at night, which became my full-time thing in 2013. So my first software business with a co-founder, 2012, 2013. We actually just sold it a year ago. But throughout that time of building a company, I needed to build community around me to find mentors, other people going through the trials, tribulations of entrepreneurship. And that's how we came to create Startup San Diego, which is a nonprofit that puts on a conference to inspire and celebrate entrepreneurship in San Diego every year. And so coming together of building a company and building a community, I got to see a lot of interactions and see some holes. What was missing for entrepreneurs to succeed? And part of that was like a PR marketing engine that constantly promoted and talked about San Diego as a whole community, about its culture, about the opportunities there. And so when I had the opportunity to say what's next for me, I said I want to support and kind of be that rallying cheerleader of our community. And that's what Fresh Brew Tech has become, kind of an evangelizing media company all about the news and happenings of San Diego.
Certainly a lot of awesome stuff going on, and appreciate you refreshing us on all that. Now, tell us, what is the overall mission of Fresh Brew Tech, and what content do you mainly share on the site?
So our mission is to shine a light on a community that we think is underserved, under the radar. And so we do that in a few ways. We storytell through multimedia. We have our own podcast, the Tacos and Tech podcast. We have a blog that we write kind of deep historic stories. So we kind of find, what are our roots? Where did some of our successful entrepreneurs, successful companies come from? Almost like a family tree style storytelling, saying here's the original players of, say, Google Analytics. It was actually a company called Urchin Analytics, and we tell that story in different multimedia, spoken, audio, video, and written word, and then distribute it through our social media and our email newsletter.
Neil, as being one of San Diego 500 influential business leaders, do you feel the San Diego region is still growing technology-wise from the last time we spoke?
Yeah, I definitely believe so. I think what we're seeing is, first of all, companies are maturing for quite a long time right now. It's not a San Diego thing only. It's a global sensation where, you know, tech companies are taking 10 to 15 years to really mature and have this exit. And with that, you're seeing in San Diego, you know, people who've been working on their same business for quite a long time become leaders in the community as well too, and even starting to invest before they have that big exit, which is really important to start seeing that entrepreneurs are investing in other entrepreneurs. And so that's an interesting trend I'm really watching in San Diego that just started to develop more and more over the last few months.
And even taking that further, in one of your latest articles, you noted that San Diego is a great place to invest in business. Can you talk more about that, and why do you believe it is a good place to invest or start a business?
So in San Diego, we're actually underserved in having local capital. We have to go elsewhere to find capital for our business, which gives you an opportunity as an investor who is local. You get to see a lot of deal flow, right? There isn't too much competition as much per se. And the entrepreneurs are absolutely thrilled to have someone local who actually knows the community who can help more than just write a check. And so I would say there's kind of a blue sky opportunity right now to be a local investor in new businesses. The reason to start a business, I think, in San Diego, something that's just ingrained in our culture is how collaborative we are. We really, really live the ethos of give before you get, kind of how you prove yourself. And so I think both of those help you as an investor and help you as a business owner, entrepreneur.
Also, Neil, I would be curious, do you work with other municipalities, or how does your work stem beyond San Diego and the metro area there?
That's a great question. So we started Fresh Brewed Tech to serve specifically San Diego, but very quickly we're asked by other communities, hey, can you help us figure something out too? And so we've actually started to write a bit of a playbook and have launched an Orange County version called Fresh Squeezed Tech. And I'm sitting talking to you right now actually from Santa Barbara, where we just hosted a series of events yesterday to get to know the Santa Barbara community. Another under the radar, but mature community in terms of the cycle of tech companies they've created and sold and exited. And so we're taking our playbook on the road for how to do tech news, tech evangelism. We're working a little bit in Inland Empire Riverside area as well. And we're already kind of planning a multi-city market kind of launch over the next few years of what we think is working for promoting local ecosystems from a tech community.
And I'm sure those folks in those vicinities are most pleased of what you have in place. Today we're joined by Mr. Neil Bloom, founder of Fresh Brewed Tech, chairman of Startup San Diego, and managing partner of Rising Tide Partners here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, if you would, Mr. Bloom, what are some pieces of advice that you have for our listeners if they are just starting a business? Anything you could add there?
I think learning how to tell your own story is really powerful. Whether you do that in a pitch format or just conversationally, you are going to be the eternal salesperson of your company. And if you could do that in a story, it'll go a really long way. You know, you have an arc to it. You have here's where we were, here's the idea we had, here's why we're the right people, and here's where we're going. And that'll work for everyone to attract talent, to attract investment. And so learning how to perfect your story, I would say, is worth spending a lot of time on.
And thanks for your input there. Most appreciated. Now, for those that are looking to be an angel investor, what are some steps to becoming one, or what steps did you take?
So angel investing is kind of the act of talent spotting. You are finding people, operators, entrepreneurs who are early in their own business journey, and you're taking a risk on them and saying, I believe in you. And here's how I can help. I can write a check, and here's my expertise. And so I think as an angel investor, something I've always looked to hone is this innate ability to spot talent. Spot, because really what they're doing is they're going to write a check, they're going to take that, and they're going to use that to hire someone. So you actually have to look for someone who's also a good talent spotter too. So that's something I'm constantly refining to determine, you know, is this person as real as they look on paper? Do they truly have the skill sets to say what they plan to do? But one of the first things you can do outside of talent spotting is look for ways that you can be useful and helpful to an entrepreneur beyond the check. So think about your own value prop that you have, and how can you help that person? That sometimes is actually more powerful than the check itself too, whether it's industry expertise or connections. So I would hone on those skills for yourself, and then go on the angel list, and you can actually put your first $1,000 or even $500 into a company if that's all that it can take. And it's pretty powerful once you actually have some money in a company. You have skin in the game. You have ownership. And you have you know, it kind of changes your mentality of how you're going to help someone when you say, hey, we both are aligned to have a great outcome out of this.
And coming from you, that's certainly some helpful advice. Thanks for that. Now, what is next for Fresh Brew Tech, and how do you see the site evolving, say, 12 months or so from now?
So for us, it's expansion. It's learning to take what's working in one community and find other cities, other counties, regions that, you know, the active tech evangelism works as well too. And so to do that, we do not want to just come in and launch and say, hey, we're here. We want to find a local community that's already starting to work, and how do we empower them? So what we'll be doing, just like I'm doing here in Santa Barbara, is look and travel to other communities and get to know who are kind of the entrepreneurial leaders of that community and see how we can help them. So expansion is the name of the game over the next few years for Fresh Brew Tech.
And you're certainly well underway on that as well. Good stuff. Now, you also interview a lot of interesting businesses on tacos and tech. Tell us about a unique entrepreneur that you recently interviewed and why you felt they were so interesting.
Well, just 2 weeks ago, we had on someone I've invested in, Cody Barbo, for a company called Trust and Will. And he had a previous company that he actually had a fallout with his founder, which happens at times. And we actually got deep and got to actually talk about it. And I think it was his first time talking about that breakup that he had for his first company publicly. And so that was really interesting. Coming up in a few weeks, I'm going to give a sneak peek to an entrepreneur who has had, I think, 5 exits from his own companies, is a venture capitalist, but has also started, I think, close to 8 churches. So he was also a church entrepreneurial founder. So that was a fascinating conversation to have, too. And so that one's coming up in a few weeks.
Mr. Bloom, really great to have had you back. You certainly got a lot going on and making it happen out there in Southern California and beyond, I might add. As we conclude, if entrepreneurs want to work with you or be interviewed on the show, where can they go for more information?
Yeah, we'd love to have them. They can go to freshbrewedtech.com. You can first hear our podcast, hear our format. You can subscribe to our newsletter. And then from the newsletter, just reply to that newsletter and give us a shout out. Our team will get in touch with you. So I appreciate it.
And certainly our pleasure. Again, Neil, all the best, and thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio. Look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate the time.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Mr. Neil Bloom, the founder of Fresh Brew Tech, chairman of Startup San Diego, and managing partner of Rising Tide Partners. Through his grassroots efforts in multiple organizations, Mr. Bloom has helped build an entrepreneur-focused community that helps entrepreneurs and companies grow and succeed in San Diego. And for all the details, visit freshbrewedtech.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.